1, 2, 3, 4.
Song Salad
with Shannon and Scott.
Welcome to Song Salad with Shannon and Scott.
I'm Shannon.
And I'm Scott.
And together
we're watching the leaves change.
Are they changing yet?
I'm peeping them. And they're actually, they are kind of changing.
Yeah.
They were changing a couple weeks ago when Megan and I were going through Central Park. We were like, this is weird.
Yeah, because it's been so hot.
Yeah, it doesn't feel like it should be happening yet.
Yeah, no. What are you doing, Earth?
Earth doesn't know anymore.
What's happening?
Earth is just like spinning around in the form of hurricanes and being like, woo, it's a human party.
It's fall. It's summer. Who knows?
Who knows?
Who cares?
Seasons are out.
YOLO.
Seasons are so the last millions of years.
Yeah. It's LA everywhere now.
Or Antarctica everywhere now.
Yeah, exactly. Well, this has been a great intro about the weather.
It's not about the weather. It's about the seasons.
Yeah, super cool.
Different thing. What do you expect from me?
I don't know. What should people expect from us, Scott?
Song Salad.
Which
is apparently going in rewind right now.
It's a short song that we write about a random topic in a random style of music.
And we get the random genre and topic each week by spinning the salad spinner, which is a suggestion of a silly thing from you for us to do.
Sound effect, an impression, a oral cue. I don't know.
An oral cue.
Yeah.
This week's salad spinner comes from Claire.
Claire Dixon on Twitter @Claire_Dixon.
She says, an example of if the person who named walkie-talkies also named other stuff.
So this is a fun meme that was happening a while ago. And you know, like walkie-talkie is like you can walk and you can talk, so they named it a walkie-talkie.
Very appropriate and accurate.
Yeah. So there are other examples of these like out there as memes. Like, for example, forks are stabby grabbies.
Light bulbs are lighty brighties. Oh, this is a good one. Pregnancy tests are maybe babies. That's funny.
A defibrillator is a hearty starty.
So they all rhyme.
Yeah.
With the E at the end.
Correct.
And we need to come up with our own.
Yeah.
I got one.
Okay.
This is a new name for the Dewey Decimal System.
Oh, boy. Do tell.
A bookie lookie.
Spin.
Our genre this week.
Slowcore.
What did that sound like to the people that listen to this podcast at 1.5 speed?
Oh, maybe it sounded normal.
Slowcore.
Maybe it sounded like I just said slowcore.
Well, Shannon said slowcore.
I did.
Which is a subgenre of alternative rock and indie rock. The music of slowcore artists is generally characterized by bleak lyrics, downbeat melodies, slower tempos, and minimalist arrangements. Slowcore is often used interchangeably with the term sadcore.
This is good for me today because I'm having a day.
Yeah.
And I'm happy to be expressing myself.
Slowly.
In this slowcore.
And sadly.
Yeah.
Let's talk about characteristics of slowcore.
Yeah.
It's a fusion genre of indie rock and sadcore, according to Wikipedia. So we'll have to look up, like, I don't know.
Sadcore.
If there's actually a definition that differentiates sadcore from slowcore, maybe it's just a tempo thing. Characterized by minimal musical backing, easy week for me, played at extremely, extremely slow speeds. This is the opposite of our grindcore episode.
You mean fastcore?
Well, yes.
Oh, okay.
But grindcore, we had the micro songs.
Yes, that's true. Yeah, yeah, sure. Well, are they longer or are they just slower?
Probably just slower.
Okay.
We'll find out.
Yeah.
Slowcore songs feature, quote, depressing lyrics, according to Listverse.
Great.
Some singer-songwriters who have been labeled slowcore include distinctive and unusual vocalists, such as the Swedish singer Stina Nordenstam, and bands with creative drummers, such as Codeine.
With creative drummers?
What does that mean?
What could that possibly mean? I'm excited for unusual vocalists.
Yeah.
I feel like we're going to get into some Bjork shit today.
I guess so. Or what's her name? The girl you like.
Regina Spektor?
No, Joanna Newsom.
Oh, Joanna Newsom.
Yes. Andy Samberg's wife.
Yeah, I do love Joanna Newsom.
Unusual vocals.
There's nothing wrong with Joanna Newsom. She just sounds like a Keebler elf.
Right. Some people are into that.
Me.
I don't know what they're talking about with this unusual drummer thing. I just went to the Wikipedia page for the drummer for that band, and there's nothing unusual about him.
Well, maybe if we just listened to a song by Codeine, we would hear how creative his drums are.
I guess so. Why did I say unusual? Oh, that's the vocals.
Yeah.
Creative drummers. Because I guess you got to be creative to play so slow.
I guess.
So it sounds like this genre is mostly a 90s genre. Came about in the early 90s as an act of rebellion against the predominant energy and aggression of grunge. The genre is linked to the band Low, L-O-W, who began experimenting by playing quietly and slowly to traditional rock audiences. I wonder if those audiences were, like, caught by surprise.
Yeah.
We're gonna give you another one to rock out to! A one, two, three, four.
So, you don't dance to it, right?
I can't imagine.
You just cry to it.
Yeah, it sounds like introspective, slow, sad indie rock that you just listen to, like, if you're riding a train and looking out the window.
Yeah, perfect. Or you're just, like, lying on your bed when you're, like, 14, just feeling all the feels.
All the feels.
Yeah.
Well, why don't we listen to a song from Low, since they were credited as one of the originators of this genre.
Cool.
And then also something from Codeine.
Yeah, I also want to hear Stina Novenstam, or whatever her name is. I want to hear her unusual voice.
All right, we'll listen to all three of those.
Sounds good.
Here we go.
Three notes of that Low song played, and Scott went, this is slow.
If I had to pick a descriptor, I would say slow. It's pretty slow.
That whole song is 10 minutes long.
Yeah. We should say that the songs you heard were Lullaby by Low, followed by Washed Up by Codeine, and finally Little Star by Stina Nordenstam.
The music video for Little Star by Stina Nordenstam, she gets just really close to the microphone. Like it's like she's telling the microphone a secret. can hear it. Except everyone can hear it. Cause it's a microphone. Like, what are you doing?
I just imagine, like, what if in the studio she was like, little star, I love you. Achoo! Oh, excuse me. Can we take another take?
I just like thinking about her like singing in her little baby voice, and then the producer being like, Skinner, can you get closer to the mic? And she got closer to the mic, and they were like, Skinner, like, no, can you, I can't hear you. Can you get closer to the mic? Until she basically just had her mouth on the microphone.
Right.
Anyway.
We're hearing directly from her voice box, like inside her mouth.
She doesn't even move her lips.
She's very talented.
Yeah, really very talented. I mean, I don't mean to like make fun of her music. Like, I think she's probably a perfectly fine musician. Yeah. It's just like a very like funny idea that she sings so quietly and softly.
I wonder.
What do you wonder?
If part of the appeal to listening to a voice like that, so close to the microphone, has a similar appeal to ASMR.
Oh, interesting.
Because if you really hear like her breath.
Yeah.
And how she's forming the words.
Yeah.
I wonder if people feel more intimacy because of that, you know?
I think that is maybe a part of it, even if people don't explicitly know or can vocalize, that's why they like it.
That does Stina give you the tingles?
Got the Stina tingles. Closer the microphone.
It's interesting that, you know, she's in the same category of music as what we listen to with Lowe and Codeine, especially the Codeine song, which is a little darker, harder, yeah. Mm-hmm. More dissonant, more focus on distortion and electric guitars and that kind of thing, but definitely the same tempo.
Yeah. Well, and the other thing is, so I was looking at a little information about sadcore, since it's so closely related to slowcore.
Yeah.
And the thing that they say about sadcore is it's either this like slow, kind of like dirgy atmospheric music, mm-hmm. or it's music that is deceptively upbeat, but the themes are still sad and depressing.
Gotcha.
So
this just doesn't have the upbeatness at all because it's slowcore.
Yeah.
Okay.
I guess so. I don't know.
Which is why it's a fusion of sadcore and indie rock.
Yeah, because I probably would have called her indie rock.
Sure.
Otherwise.
Yeah. But and then like, you know, assumed that she has faster songs, but maybe she doesn't.
Yeah, maybe not. They also say about sadcore that it is music by and for the depressed.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm reading about Stina.
Tell me about Stina.
She is known to be reclusive.
Oh, that doesn't surprise me at all. You don't say.
She gives very few interviews, and she hasn't performed live since her Memories of a Color tour, which I guess was in 2007.
Whoa.
Because that is the end of her years active on Wikipedia.
Wow.
She is currently 49 years old, living in Sweden.
Okay. Good for her.
We should call her up.
Should we?
Hey, Stina?
Yes.
You want to do an interview?
Not particularly.
I'm sorry. She's a very good artist.
Yeah. I wonder if she's active on social media, though.
Let's see if she's on Twitter. I doubt it.
Yeah, I doubt it, too.
I don't think she's on Twitter.
I'm not surprised by that.
Maybe she's a Twitter recluse.
She's just an egg that lurks.
What if she's very active on Twitter, but just under another name? Yeah, what if
she was, like, super opinionated on Twitter and was just, like, retweeting, like, agitators?
Right.
Yeah.
What if she, like, runs the InfoWars account? That's all she does all day. All right, topic time.
Topic time.
Dun-da-da-dun. It's a special episode.
Which we have once a month now.
Yeah.
But it's our salad bowl episode, guys.
Woohoo.
It's the last episode in September, so we are drawing our topic from the salad bowl, which is a special bowl. No, it's a special group of topics and genres that are submitted to us by our $10 and up Patreon donors. And every month that you are a $10 and up Patreon donor, you can submit a topic and genre to the Salad Bowl. And we generally put that call out on Patreon every month, usually right after the first of the month. And we just say, hey, whenever you have a chance, send us your topic and genre. And then we put them all together and we randomize them just like we do our regular genres.
So I guess we still need to do the salad spinner, and it's your turn to do your walkie-talkie thing.
It is my turn to do my walkie-talkie thing. I should have been thinking about this.
You were thinking about slow things.
Yes, I was. If the guy who named walkie-talkies named the...
Cracking yourself up?
This is very stupid. Named the King George character in Hamilton.
Okay.
He'd be a singy kingy.
Very nice.
Thank you.
Spin. This month's Salad Bowl topic comes from my mother-in-law.
Thank you, Kelly.
Kelly Glogauer. And her topic is Icelandic horses. Now, fun. This might be the only topic we've had that I've ridden.
Well, when you were in London, did you ride that bus we rapped about?
No, okay. I never found it.
Okay.
Never found it.
Can you ride a knotted pile carpet? If it's magic.
Yes, if it's magic.
Yeah.
But no, I actually got up close and personal with Icelandic horses in Iceland. And I'm sure that was the inspiration for Kelly to use this as a topic.
Awesome. I would love an animal topic this week.
Yeah, and not just a gift horse.
Right, a literal gift horse.
Literal gift horse.
Okay, tell me about some Icelandic horses.
Should I just tell you like what I know from my own experience versus research?
Great.
And then and we can find more
actual factual information. Yeah.
So as far as I know, without looking at anything, the Icelandic horse is its own particular breed of horse that is smaller than like typical American horses. And they have a smooth gait when they gallop.
Okay.
So when they run across a field or something, it actually looks like they're just gliding across the horizon. It's actually gorgeous. We rode past a bunch of these Icelandic horses running, and you know, you don't see them bouncing up and down like, you know, a typical horse. They just look like they're smoothly running along no matter what the terrain differences are. It's pretty cool.
That's weird.
So there's actually a horse show that gets put on in Iceland that we didn't get to see, but where they put a layer of fog, like ground clinging fog down in the like arena where they have the horses, and then they have the horses run around this arena, and it looks like they're just like flying through this fog because their gait is so smooth.
That's crazy.
It's pretty cool.
Yeah. I can't wait to watch a video of that.
Yeah. The other thing I know about Icelandic horses is that they are allowed out of the country. You can buy one if you're in America or whatever, but it can never go back.
What?
Because they can't take any chances of any kind of breeding or cross-contaminating of species of horse, and no other species of horse is allowed in the country of Iceland other than the Icelandic horse, because they want to keep the genetics pure, basically.
Wow.
So.
Horse eugenics.
Exactly.
Jeez.
Well, no, it's not eugenics. It's more just like being protective.
I guess, but it's like, this is the like myth about when the baby bird falls out of the nest and then you can't touch it, right?
Yeah.
Like when the horse leaves Iceland, it's ruined forever.
Pretty much.
Can't put it back. Poor horses.
Poor horses. So I think that's pretty much my extent of knowledge about Icelandic horses.
So let's read this article and learn a little bit more.
All right. Well, now we are well read on these horses.
Yeah. Yeah, they're super adorable. And I thought if the guy who named walkie-talkies named Icelandic horses, they'd be called Fancy Prancies.
Fancy Prancies. Yeah. That's good, too.
We watched a little video on their different gaits, and they really do. They have very little vertical movement while they run.
Yeah.
It's really interesting.
And when I was riding the horse, obviously, since I'm a very, very, very beginner horseback rider,
yeah,
we didn't go too fast, but I got the horse going at, like, you know, a little bit of a, you know, probably halfway between a trot and a gallop, and it gets smoother the faster the horse goes.
Oh.
So, like, when you're just trotting along, it's pretty bouncy.
Yeah.
But as you get the horse to go faster, it smooths out. It's kind of interesting.
Hmm.
Here's a fun fact.
Tell me.
There are over 100 names for various colors and color patterns of Icelandic horses in the Icelandic language.
That's a fun thing.
Isn't that cool?
Yeah. It's like the true version of the... Inuits have 100 words for snow.
Yeah, yeah, they actually have 100 names for horse colors.
Yeah.
Also interesting is that because the horses have been isolated from other breeds of horses, disease within the breed in Iceland is mostly unknown.
That's awesome.
So there's not like these genetic failings that can happen through inbreeding of different types of horses.
Good for them. Yeah, yeah. They're supposedly very hardy and long-lived and easy to keep.
The record age of an Icelandic mare was 56.
Whoa!
Pretty cool.
That's an old horse.
That's an old horse. Well, you want to get to the sad parts?
Yeah.
Well, you found one sad thing.
A bunch of them died in a volcanic eruption in 1780.
Sad.
Almost decimated the whole breed.
You want to know the other sad thing?
Yeah.
Some of them are specifically bred for horse meat.
Oh.
Mostly shipped to Japan.
Oh. Yeah.
Yeah.
I guess that makes sense, huh?
Yep. And you can find horse meat on menus in restaurants in Iceland, but I don't know. I didn't go for it. They're just too cute.
Yeah, they are too cute. But again, this is all completely social construct because cows are cute too.
Yeah.
And piglets are cute.
I've never ridden a cow or a pig.
Can you ride a cow?
I'm sure you can.
People tried to ride cows. This is important.
Well, there's bull riding.
Yeah.
It's close.
I guess it's close, but like if you just got...
Cow riding is the slow core version of horseback riding.
Oh my goodness. We cracked it. We cracked it, boo.
Nice slow pace.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, man.
Do camels run fast?
I don't think they're very fast, but they have long legs, so they can, like, cover great distances, which is why they're good for going across the desert.
Yeah. What else can you ride? You can ride ostriches.
Yeah, you can.
I mean, I don't think, like, people
Elephants?
Make a habit of it.
I've got a bad habit. Keep riding ostriches.
Jonesing for a ride. I can have that ostrich. Elephants, yeah.
Do you think anyone's ever ridden a giraffe?
Ooh, Googling.
Are you Googling, has anyone ever ridden a giraffe?
You bet your ass. Okay. The Chipperfield Circus in the 1950s.
Mm-hmm.
The only person known at the time to have the ability to ride a giraffe was a man named Terry. Okay, teenager.
A man named Terry.
Okay, hold on. There is. Oh my goodness, this is a headline. This is a real headline in the Telegraph. Teenager aims to revive the lost art of giraffe riding.
Wow. Wow. What an aim.
What an aim. Okay, so this was in 2012, so we should have some results. Oh, you can ride donkeys.
Yeah, that's true. Are we going to list all the animals you can ride?
It's just a... Okay, but like if you think about animals... The ones you can ride are a very specific subset of animal. You've got amphibians, you've got reptiles, you've got the ones you can ride, you've got mammals, you know?
It's true. You can ride sea animals.
Yeah, I mean, yeah.
Dolphins.
Orcas. If you could ride any animal,
ooh,
what would it be?
That's where this was always leading.
Yeah, you knew it was.
If I could ride any animal... I would ride a rhinoceros.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Why?
I feel like I would feel very, like, powerful and unstoppable.
Yeah, I mean, pretty much you would be.
Because I could literally be on a charging rhino, and he has, like, armor.
Yeah.
It also makes me think of the movie Black Panther when they are riding rhinos. Yeah. And it's very cool.
I was like, where have I seen recently someone riding a rhino? And it was in Black Panther.
Maybe that's what made me think of it.
That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah,
rhino. I choose rhino. Would be cool. What do you choose?
Falcor.
That's not a good answer.
Why?
Because he's fake. And if I would have said that if I could have said a fake thing.
You're just mad you didn't say Falcor.
Well, I wasn't even thinking about things that can fly.
Yeah, like the thing is, like, most things that can fly aren't big enough to carry people. But
what's the biggest bird? Albatross?
Probably.
The biggest wingspan or whatever.
Or condor.
Condor.
I don't know.
Yeah, one of them.
Sure.
I choose that.
A condor could definitely, like, carry a small child.
Okay. Can you ride a condor?
Excellent. Guys, I love the internet so much because we are not the first people to tread this ground, and it's great.
Okay. No.
No.
The answer is no. Basically, apparently, a bird can only lift half its own weight.
Oh.
And birds are inherently light because they need to be light in order to fly, and they have, like, hollow bones and stuff. So, no, there's no birds big enough, really, or heavy enough to fly with a human.
So it's ostriches or nothing.
So I guess the solution is to teach ostriches to fly.
That is the solution, yes.
All right, we'll be right back after we do that. Okay, wait, how did we get here?
We got to talk about sad things about horses.
Okay, yes. Okay, sad horses.
You can't ride an albatross, but you can ride a bunch of things, including Icelandic horses. We're back.
We found it. Okay. Yeah. I'm going to listen to some more slowcore and get more of an idea for style and instrumentation and creative drumming and vocal style, I guess.
Yeah. I'm going to look up some lyrics from some popular slowcore songs and just see what I can glean as far as structure goes. And then I'm going to write some sad stuff about horses.
Here we go. I'm in a mood now.
Yeah, it's very mood music.
It is.
And
you said earlier, it's not like people dance to it, right?
No.
They don't. And what did you find out about the band Low?
I found out that they would ask that their audiences sit down.
Guys, just sit. It's going to be a long, slow night.
I found out another very interesting fact about Low.
Okay.
They are a husband and wife team.
Oh.
From Duluth, Minnesota.
Duluth.
Of devout Mormons.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah.
How do you get into that?
I don't know. The weird thing is, I'm making a generalization here. Mormons are like the happiest people I know.
Well, I guess they need some outlet for sadness. Sadness. I wonder if there's any, like, themes in their music directly related to Mormonism.
I don't know.
Well, we'll have to do a whole episode on Low.
Yeah. But another slowcore band that you might have heard of is Cat Power.
Cat Power. I'm not familiar.
Yeah, that was one that, like, a bunch of my friends in high school really liked.
Oh.
And I think it was more on the end of, like, slightly higher tempo, but, like, probably
more sadcore.
Yeah, I think so. Knowing my friends.
Okay. Well, this music is interesting, and it's definitely, you know, of a mood, and you can tell there's a lot of artistry that goes into it.
Yeah.
It's interesting harmonically. Mostly you find the music in minor keys, which makes sense, but there's a lot of dissonance that happens, a lot of notes outside the normal scale or normal chord, as you would see. Production-wise, there's a lot of reverb going on the vocals. Yes. And on the guitar. Typically, with the bands that I listen to, you hear male vocals, guitar, bass, drums. Sometimes other instruments like piano and strings can be incorporated, but I don't think I want to get that like.
No, it really
melodramatic,
seems like,
you know?
Yeah. It really seems like the more minimal, the better, honestly.
Right. Minimal, sparse, let the music breathe a little bit and like let the tones just ring and wrap around you.
As far as lyrics go and the structure of the songs, for the most part, even if the songs rhyme, which many of them do, they don't really have a discernible verse-chorus pattern.
Okay.
It's more like a poem. So, you know, just in like a lyrical or free-form poem, it doesn't really come back around to the same refrain again. It just kind of expresses one thought the whole way through.
And most songs are just about one idea, like one big idea?
Yeah, it kind of seems like it. They are very... I saw one description that called slowcore lyrics woundingly personal.
Ooh.
But they aren't necessarily like super specific. Like it's about like the general, like the bigger feeling.
It's like a sad horoscope.
Yeah, kinda. Yeah, that's a good way to put it.
Hmm. Okay. Up for interpretation about whatever you're sad about.
Yeah. Yeah. Or it's just, you know, like, you know how it was like cooler to put a moody quote in your like AIM profile. Uh-huh. That like wasn't really about, like, it wasn't like, I'm mad at Jessica. It was like,
even though you were.
Yeah, exactly. But it was like, oh, like your best friend stabbed you in the front, you know, like things.
No, literally, please send medical help.
Yeah, I'm very mad at Jessica. She stabbed me. No, but it's like, it's more, it's like almost more dramatic and meaningful and melancholy to like make it a bigger statement than just like so specific to your life.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
That makes sense. All right. So what is your big melancholy statement about Icelandic horses?
Well, I will read you my poem.
Okay.
It is from the perspective of a horse.
I was hoping.
Yeah. And this horse is reflecting on, well, you'll see.
Okay.
Here we go. Thunder of their footfalls rolls over the plain, but the fog beyond is empty. My heart plays tricks again. Oh, the ghosts of the herds we've lost, gliding grimly from volcano to foss. The ghosts of the horses we knew, killed by lava or stew. The fog beyond is empty. The fog beyond is empty.
Wow. That's bleak. In case you didn't catch it in there, Shannon used the word foss, which means waterfall in Icelandic.
Yeah.
That's very good.
So yeah, this horse is thinking that he hears the like, beautiful gliding rumbling of his companions.
Right.
But they're dead.
It's just horse ghosts.
Horse ghosts. Because they got killed in the volcano or they got eaten in the stew.
Oh, that's sad.
Yeah.
Two very sad things.
Yeah. Ghost horse.
Also, with this many lyrics at the tempo of the song I'm going for, this song is probably going to be 15 minutes long.
Oh my God, no, really?
We'll see. I don't think the pace of the lyrics has to be enormously slow as long as the music bed underneath is very slow.
But a lot of the lyrics are very slow in these songs.
And there's a lot of space between them. Yeah. So I don't know. We'll see. We won't make it torturous, but we'll be faithful to the genre.
Also, we have somehow subconsciously brought a McElroy Brothers meme to life. Ghost Horse. I can't believe it.
Well,
unintentional.
Once we're all on the same podcast network, hint, hint, it'll be great.
anyway, yeah, so that's my jam.
The Fog Beyond?
The Fog Beyond or Ghost Herd?
I think The Fog Beyond is more appropriate for the genre.
I agree.
So let's do that. Let's keep it real.
The Fog Beyond.
Here is The Fog Beyond.
A slow core song.
About Icelandic horses. Thank you, Kelly.
By Shannon and Scott.
Thank you. but the fog beyond is empty. My heart plays tricks again. Oh, the ghosts of the herds we've lost, gliding grimly from volcano to foss. The ghosts of the horses we
10 out of 10. Would cry to that again.
Aww. Did you cry already?
No, once? But I mean, I would cry to that if I were a teenager.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Well, teenagers love horses.
I guess?
In as a rule.
Is that what teens like?
That's what the teens are into.
The teens like horses and the Snapchats.
And Snapchats of horses.
Mmm, there we go.
So they're sad if the fog beyond is empty and not full of horse friends.
Horse friends.
Yeah. Horse buddies.
What was your, like, lock yourself in your room and feel things song in high school?
Oh, I don't know if there was, like, one song as much as just, like, a playlist, a feel things playlist.
Okay, but, okay.
in high school, I got really into Spanish class and a band called Maná, which is, like, a Spanish rock band. And they had some good, like, heavy, sad rock ballads, and the lyrics were all in Spanish about these, like, big, broad, sad things. And I felt like, because I understood what the lyrics were in Spanish, but, like, not many other people did, it was, like, more special and more sad.
Oh, Scott.
So, some Maná songs, for sure. What about you?
Enya? Yeah, it was Enya.
Those crying whales got you?
Wasn't whales. There was one song that was about, like, being locked up in prison away from your family. I don't know. It was like a folk song, but she like Enya-fied it, you know?
Sure.
And it just, like, got me.
Yeah.
Because, you know, I so related to that.
The other song that really made me cry in high school was "Time of Your Life" by Green Day.
Yeah.
No, I'm kidding.
Okay.
No, that's just the classic, like, graduation slideshow song.
Well, except for the graduation song by Vitamin C.
That's true, which was just Pachelbel's canon.
Yeah, which was also our graduation song, voted as our graduation song.
Ours was Imagine by John Lennon.
Aw, that's nice.
Which was really nice, actually. That's a good cry song.
Yeah, it is.
Different vibe.
Well, now all of you have a cry song about horses being turned into stew.
Yeah, it gets a little bit angsty, too.
Yeah.
More angsty than I expected it to get, but well, honestly, you know what it was? I got bored with the same thing happening over and over again. I just wanted to bring some power to it.
Yeah, I think, like, you aren't patient enough for this genre of music.
Not one bit.
Yeah.
Which is funny because I love, like, modern classical minimalism.
Yeah, you do.
Which is very repetitive, but it's more exciting. Yeah. You don't have, like, slow Steve Reich songs.
No.
Well, if you like sad songs about horses, then you might like some of our back catalog.
Which are, I think, 99.9% not sad.
That's true. Or slow.
No. This was absolutely the slowest, saddest song we've ever done.
Definitely.
Yes.
You can find out what other songs we've composed by visiting songsaladpodcast.com.
From there, you can get links to our social media, like following us on Twitter at Song Salad Cast. You can join the produce section on Facebook, which is our group. You can like our page. We're not super active on the page. We're more active in the group. Just, you know, it's like the cool kids club. And you can also, if you'd like to donate to us on Patreon for just $2 a month, that's 50 cents an episode, we will send you a beautiful vinyl sticker. For $5 and up a month, you'll get bonus content, which includes bloopers, which are mostly me singing badly. And then every once in a while, Scott and I have little experiments we put out on there.
It's been a while.
It has been a while. $10 a month and up, you can suggest topics and genres for the salad bowl.
Just like this episode with the topic from Kelly Glogauer.
Thank you, Kelly. And thank you to Claire Dixon for the salad spinner suggestion.
Yes. If you were talking about our physical forms recording this podcast, we are potty bodies.
Okay.
I guess.
What? If you are in New York in December.
Big announcement.
Our second ever live show is happening.
Woohoo.
So December 15th at QED, the Odd Rock Comedy Hour. We're going back. Rob Paravonian is graciously hosting us again on his comedy music variety show, which is always a lot of fun. We'll post more stuff about it then. But in case you're going to travel to New York.
Yes. December 15th is the date you want to be here.
It's a Saturday night. Yeah.
Yeah. We will take a random genre and topic suggestion from the audience, go write a song while other comedy music acts perform, and then debut that song live at the end of the show.
It's very stressful.
If you want to listen to what that sounds like, you can go listen to our 100th episode, number 2 on the moon.
Oh, that was a good one.
That was so fun.
Yeah.
Hopefully it'll go just as well the second time.
Cross your fingers, everybody.
Please rate and review us, and don't sue us.
Thanks.
Until next week.
I'm Shannon.
And I'm Scott.
And together,
we're
telling a singer to make a
singing about horses.
I want to ride a
giraffe. In a whisper tone.
Let me ride the big tall horse with the long neck and the spots.
But I'm really trying to ride a giraffe to work.
I want to fly on a bird.
Royal albatross.
I need to lose a lot of weight before it can carry me.
Maybe we'll hollow out our bones too.
I got the hollow bone.
I got no marrow.
my secret is I had the hollow bones.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Oh,